Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Community midwife Jean Kavanagh is with me here in studio today for this Wednesday afternoon's Making Babies. Jean, you're welcome to the programme. Thanks for joining us. You might just explain, or maybe run through, if you can, first of all, to listeners, the different home birthing services that are available across the country, first of all. What's there?
Great. Thanks so much for having me here today. I'm delighted to talk about our Domino and home birth service. Nationally, obviously, women can choose to birth in hospitals or at home. So if the hospital provides community midwives, they can have a home birth with their community midwife, or they have the option of a self-employed community midwife who is an SECM, and they work under the guidance of the HSC and they're overseen by senior midwives within the maternity units around the around the country.
So if you're having everything is governed by, it's under the HSC.
Absolutely.
Basically. Yeah. In the first instance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have that, that's for all of the services.
Standardised guidelines, yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay. You might maybe just take us through, I suppose, for anybody that is currently pregnant and, you know, looking at their due date, the role of the midwife. I mean, maybe just to kind of explain a little bit of that first of all.
So the role of the midwife is to provide continuity of care. So she'll provide all your antenatal care either in the hospital or in the community setting. She will be present for your delivery, and then we provide postnatal care kind of 7 to 10 days after delivery. So your community midwife is going to develop a relationship. You develop a rapport with your patients. So they kind of guide you along the steps of your journey. They'll promote antenatal education, which is really an integral part of our service as well. You know, we need to educate women about active birth, about staying healthy, about good mental health. And it's all in preparation for labour and delivery. And obviously the journey into parenthood as well.
So there's, you know, they're kind of there with you, able to answer
throughout
all of
journey.
The questions.
Yeah.
From start to finish, and in the days after as well,
and
as you say.
Speaking from the National Maternity point of view, we have a bleep where our Domino women, so our community-based women, will contact us if they have any queries, if they think they might be in labour, if they've any questions about baby's movements or they feel unwell, just for a bit of guidance. So it's an extra support for women.
Okay, you mentioned the Domino scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a publicly funded programme, isn't it?
It's a publicly funded. So about 27 years ago, a small team of senior midwives and a consultant obstetrician sat down to talk about how we can provide more choice for women. So they envisaged like this domiciliary care like in the community. So a small team of very senior midwives were gathered together to provide care in antenatal clinics kind of throughout Dublin and Wicklow. So which led on to our amazing home birth service. Like over the 27 years, we've delivered around about 1,000 babies at home.
Yeah. OK. Yeah. And this is for people that choose
to
have
have
their baby to deliver.
Absolutely. And sometimes during the course of a pregnancy, women will obviously change mind. And, you know, kind of with the development of a relationship with your midwife and through our antenatal education, they might be, you know, more at ease having a home birth. So we obviously offer it to every woman in our service once they're within our catchment area. But then like women, like if you sign up to have a home birth, that doesn't mean you can only deliver at home. You have the choice at any stage to change your mind and come into hospital.
Yeah. How many women typically would choose the at-home service?
Probably about 60 women a year.
Okay, so it's not a huge
number. It's not
numbers,
a huge cohort.
But it's only offered really in certain regions or certain parts.
From our hospital, it is it's geographically specific.
Yeah. And often I'm sure some might decide that they want to have the at-home service or avail of the at-home service. And then, as you say, subsequently change their mind.
Absolutely.
And they can do that.
Or medical needs arise and they're not suitable to have a home birth. So then we deliver in hospital. Like the transfer of care is seamless. Like it's still your community midwifery team looking after you. So it's just in a different place and space.
So if you're thinking about doing this at home, what do you need to consider first of all?
Are you eligible? So if you go onto our hospital website, there is an eligibility criteria. So it'll let you know that you're a normal risk woman, you're within our catchment area, and it's something that you and your partner have decided, you know,
who is
to
eligible?
Make that choice. So we consider it normal risk under our supportive care pathway. So it's women with a BMI under 35. They're below 40 if they're having their first baby. They have no medical, surgical, needs that need to be overseen by an obstetrician. So it's kind of low risk, normal women.
And, but who, under 40, but under you can't be over 40 as well, can you?
If you've had a baby before with us.
Yeah. Okay. And can you talk us through what happens in the lead up? You know,
absolutely.
If you're deciding to do it at home.
So your antenatal care is routine, as is every woman. So if for any reason you needed to be transferred, you know, if you needed to see an obstetrician, you'd be able to avail of every service that the hospital provides. But normally around 34 weeks, we visit you at home and we go through home birth consents. So we go through every possibility. So any need to transfer into hospital, we explain them. We're making sure the environment is appropriate to have a baby at home. If they wish to have a water birth at home, that they have the proper facilities available for them. So we're
what
really,
kind of facilities do you need for that?
So they'll need to provide their own pool. So the hospital doesn't provide a pool, so that we'll guide them where to look for pools.
Yeah.
We need to make sure, obviously, that there's enough hot water. Some places don't have actually like the capacity to fill a pool. So it's all about kind of staying safe. Really.
And how many, roughly numbers wise, would avail of the water birth at home?
A water birth, about 70% of our women aim to have a water birth at home. So they'll either use it just for hydrotherapy for labour,
yeah,
and decide to deliver outside the pool or else deliver in the pool.
And when you talk about looking at the actual physical environment, mm-hmm. are there rooms typically that are...
Like a woman will tell us where she would like to have her baby. Obviously, you need to be close to a water source. We need to like have floor space to move around. We need to have an area like we bring a huge amount of equipment with us out to a home birth. So we have a lot of emergency equipment.
Yeah,
I can imagine it must be physical space.
A big operation in doing this as well.
So we have all our home birth kit is ready to go. So when our women are really like they know when to get in touch with us. So as soon as they start niggling or getting pains or think their waters have gone, we're in constant communication, so they will ring us and we'll judge when to leave the hospital and head out to them.
A lot of questions, as you can probably imagine, Jean, coming in for you, and we'll get to them maybe in just a moment. It's 087 1400 106 if you have queries about the domino or the home birth or water birth service. But pain relief options, how are they managed at home?
So obviously hydrotherapy is a huge option for pain relief. It's a great source of relief for women. And we also bring Entonox with us. So gas and air, people will be more familiar with that term. We bring cylinders of Entonox with us
as well. Okay, so there's pain relief options available even from home.
Yeah.
Listener wondering, as the partner of somebody that wants to home birth, what's my job?
Well, generally it's filling the pool. It's being a support, you know, like it's a very active process.
I imagine it's a more active role than in the hospital.
And we very much promote an active birth. So like we'll have women kind of mobilizing, squatting, like use a partner to lean on and, you know, for massages and to give counter pressure. So we'll do it like the partners have loads of work to be done.
Yeah. OK.
To be honest.
Right. Some of the questions in on this. I've just found out that I'm expecting my second baby. I went private on my first and I'm considering the domino scheme this time around. Will I be able to avail of a home birth under the scheme and how might it differ from a private care experience?
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations. If you look on our website, there is an awful lot of information, but you can contact our community administration team. So that's on commmw1@nmh, and we'll send you all the information you need to know. And as I said, obviously geography plays a part in it as well. So it depends if you're in our catchment area.
Yeah. And if you're not in the catchment area, can you still avail of other services through some of the other maternity hospitals?
Yes, absolutely. But then again, you could look towards the SECMs as well. So the self-employed community midwives.
OK. Listener wondering about the home births. Do you always have to be living in close proximity to the hospital as well, even if you fall within the scheme? Is this accurate?
No, say that to me.
So like, I think what they mean is that under the as part of the domino scheme.
Yeah.
Do you, you know, if you're within the criteria and eligible to apply for it,
yep.
Do you still have to be within close proximity of the hospital?
Yeah, so if you're applying for the domino scheme, that goes all the way down to Wicklow. But for the home birth services, we go out as far as the Dublin side of Bray. So it does cover a very big area.
087 1400 106, that is the number. How close should your contractions be before you contact the midwives to let them know you're in labour?
So it depends if you're planning a home birth or a hospital birth. Like personally, I tell all women, as soon as you start getting regular strong contractions, give us a call. Like, if you're planning to use the pool in the hospital, it's nice to know logistically if we need to move things around, or if you're planning a home birth, it's just that you're on the back of our mind, that the team know you're out there getting pains. We're very conscious of the fact that you're home, and we always have a second midwife on call as well. So it's just really to keep communications open between like yourself and our midwifery team.
I think I might be too afraid to do a home birth. If I'm nervous, am I better then to stick with a hospital delivery if I'm a nervous person?
To be honest, oftentimes we come across women who are nervous on both grounds. So they'll say, look, I will sign up for a home birth, but I'm not convinced I'll do it. So it's very dependent on the day. Really and truly, I think leave all options open for yourself.
And even as late as to the day, you can change your mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. If halfway through your labour, you just say, no, this isn't for me. I need some pain relief. I want an epidural. I need something else. We happily move you back to hospital.
Listeners, it's brilliant to hear you talking about home births on air. It's an incredible free service offered by the HSE. I had two experiences with the home birth team in 2022 and 2025. Both amazing, positive experiences. 2025 was actually a water birth. My husband had PTSD from the pressure of filling the pool, says this listener. Great to hear that experience. In relation to the domino scheme, texter wondering how many visits will I have with the midwives before the baby is born. Do women get more regular visits from the midwife than if they were in a public or semi-private care? Will I still need to see my GP, or is it completely midwife-led?
No, it's a combined care, so it's shared between the midwife and the GP. It's the same schedule of visits that you'd get across the service.
Yeah, okay. Listener says, I'm planning my third baby. I've never had a home birth and I'm thinking it might be something that I'd now consider this time round. Can I opt to have the home birth in my own bath at home, or will it only be done from the bed or couch in a pool?
No, well, we'd use a birthing pool. It's more just for the logistics of moving around for the staff kind of delivering your baby. And you can deliver anywhere. You can deliver on the floor. You can deliver standing up. Like, we're happy to deliver your baby safely any way you choose at home.
Okay. I've had high blood pressure and I've two kids. I'm now expecting my third. Is a home birth definitely off the cards? I live in Dublin. I've delivered naturally with no issues on both previous occasions.
A home birth is off the cards just because you have a medical need now. Like, with blood pressure, things can change very quickly. So from a safety point of view, the hospital is the best place to have your baby.
Yeah. So just another listener again wondering about the home births and water births and their availability across the country. If you can just clarify if they're available nationwide.
Yes, there's a lot of home birth services out there, but not every county is able to avail of the service. And that can be down to a shortage of midwives being able to provide the service.
Yeah.
And we have a very robust national guideline in place. So hopefully going forward, we'll be able to move this service on
further to other
nationally.
Areas.
Yeah.
But what is there is under the HSE umbrella.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Another listener wondering, recently heard of people that were planning to have a home birth, but actually she laboured quite quickly and ended up delivering the baby at home alone. I'm just wondering, does this often happen? Is it something that women need to be mindful of as well if they're opting for a home birth?
It is something that you need to be mindful of. No, it doesn't happen often, actually, but we very much educate our women. Like, we're telling them to contact us, as I said, once they start getting regular pains. If that lady was coming to hospital, the same thing would have happened. I know that sounds like, so it could have been a case that we'd advise her to call an ambulance or stay at home and the paramedics will come out to you.
Okay. And you've inspired one of our listeners out there today. She tells me her daughter wants to become a midwife. Wondering how she goes about this. She's just going into transition year.
She's going into transition year. That's absolutely, it's an unbelievable career, to be honest. Like, I've been in the profession for over 25 years and I can't sing its praise high enough. Like, there's nothing better than bringing new life into the world. So obviously the school guidance counsellor will direct them. So you apply through the CAO, as you do for any course. So it's university based and whichever hospital you choose to train in.
Yeah, so that's the route you have to go down. If anyone wants more information, Jean, about the domino scheme and just in general, I suppose, at water and home births, where do you direct them?
So our website is great for information. So go to the hospital website. But again, as I said, if you're interested in the domino service, just please, like, contact us either through the website.
What is, or, do you have the website handy? Or
Yeah, it's nmh.ie.
Yeah, just at the National Maternity
National
Hospital.
Maternity Hospital.ie. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it will direct you kind of towards us.
Brilliant. Jean Kavanagh, community midwife. Jean, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Thank you so
appreciate
much.
Your time. Email if you want to share your stories with us, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.